The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azelret, Usia, Brucia, Met Catalan, Bahet Kabel, Eshami Tukadamis Bayad Lotikmi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine, real Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. Well, I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. Well, how are you? God bless you and God keep you. Yes, sir. How are you this evening? I hope you are doing fine. Yes, I do. Tonight, we have Hoodoo Love Reading. Now, this is a reading about the love in your life. Yes, it is. It's a reading about the love in your life, if you have a love. And if you don't want to have one, well, we'll pray that you get one. Yes, sir, we'll pray that you get one. Well, I'm not going to be late in time, because there are other people who have something interesting to say. So we'll start off. We'll start and we'll be right back, okay? All right.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, there's only... Well, we have people here who are looking for a love reading, and we will give it to them right about now, okay? All right, 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I was wanting a hoodoo love reading about my boyfriend.
Okay. The first card is, the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Deuce of Spades. The third card is the Five of Diamonds. Well, that Ten of Clubs are the tower. It's the tower. It means something safe, some safety. It means that some stuff was attacking you but isn't anymore. Now, the Deuce of Spades is a star. Now, it ensures success in all enterprises, you know, everything, love, money, everything. It means you will be fortunate. Now, the third card, the Five of Diamonds, is the anchor. Well, it is successful. It's a successful venture in business and in love. Now, you have two towers up to you, which means that this love affair is something that is protected. It's something which nothing can do anything to it. This is something which will go on. Yes, it'll go on, no matter what people say. But the Deuce of Spades, the star, he ensures success. Now, with that, you have a success. You have a binge of success coming. And the Five of Diamonds means success in business and love. Now, where you have money, you have love. Where you have love, you have money. Now, for you, you have business and money. Business and money are known for you. And you are so protected that these things will definitely happen. So all I could tell you is just that he will be the one. He will be the one, whoever he is. He'll be the one, and you don't have anything to worry about because you will have him. You have success, and you have money, and you're protected. You're protected. So all those things are good. And what's more, well, I bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. That was great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. Oh, sir. Well, we have another one. 704. Wait a minute. 704, this is Papa Say. Hello. Hello. 704. This is Papa Say. Hello. Well, 704 isn't there. Must not be. Okay. Well, we'll try something else. Either, well, it's 704-606. 704-606. Papa Say, this is Papa Say. Hello.
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 Hello, Papa Say.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Papa
How
Say.
Are you? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was trying to get a spirit reading.
Okay. Now, the first card is the King of Clubs. The second card is the Ace of Spades. The third card is, getting right, the third card is the King of Hearts. Well. The bear is, well, first of all, the bear is something big. And whatever the bear goes toward, he can get it. He can get it. So the bear in these cards is a sign of successful speculation. Now, successful speculation means that whatever you're looking at, it'll come to you. Whatever you're looking at will come to you. Now, I don't know. What? Well, wait a minute. Is you looking at a man?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll come to you. It'll
okay.
come to you. Now, this Ace of Spades are the cross swords, and the cross swords are something for defensive message. You see, they will warn you against assaults and all that, but you don't have any assault. The swords will keep all trouble away. And then the King of Hearts is the hand in hand. Now, which means a confiding disposition. Or a friendship, a warm into love. Or financial success. Now, this friendship will warm into love. This won't be a friendship forever. It will warm into a love. A love that you have for him and one he has for you. Now, all the stuff that's going on now, everything that's going on now is leading toward that. Everything that's happening now leads toward that. Instead of you just being out there, you're going to be with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be with somebody. And, well, this hand in hand, it means that you might have ended up as friends, but you ain't going to be friends long. You're going to be more than friends. Gonna be lovers. That's right. It's friendship and woman to love. You'll be more than friends, you'll be lovers. So all you have to do is just watch him. Just watch him. Just look where he's looking and you know, try to understand it. Just try to understand. Because you see, one of the things that will turn a man off about a woman is her mouth. If she keeps talking about a lot of stuff, he'll just try to, you know, at first he'll be okay, but after that he says, well, she's just talking about herself, that's all. But if you just listen to him, you will find out everything you need to know, and I mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean everything. Just listen to him. Just listen to him. Don't say nothing. You know, if he tell you something, you just tell, you know, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Then, I tell you what it do. I tell you what it do. It's a strange thing. It will make his heart try to seek you out.
Mm-hmm.
And more, he is trying to find out what you are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's the part of a woman. And that part is what? Mystery. It's mystery. By a man not knowing about you, you can take him over. You can win him over. That's it. Now, if you just keep it up, you know, but I see this friendship warming into love. It's going to warm, it's going to be more than a friendship. It's going to become a love affair. A love affair. Now, the successful speculation, well, that's you. That's you. And you are going to make it. All right? Well, God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Papa Say.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well. Okay. Well, here's... Okay, 704-492. 704-492. This is Papa Say.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to get a reading.
Okay. All right. The first card is the Six of Diamonds. The second card is the Three of Clubs. And the third card is the Eight of Hearts. Now, that Six of Diamonds is the lion. And all he does is give a sudden shock from bad news. Now, the Three of Clubs is the tree, and it means good health. Coming and going, it means good health. Now, the Eight of Hearts is the cat, and they indicate flattery. Somebody's out, you know, they pulling your leg. They just talking all about you. Now, with that, you have a certain shock which you'll have. But it's not going to do you in, because it's a bad shock. But you do have, all in all, you have good health. Well, whatever the shock is, you will have good health. You know, your health is fine, it grows, and the, you know, the health of this, well, the health of the love affair grows too. Health of that. But the cats give you flattery. They will talk about what they think. Now, I'll tell you something. There is somebody whom your friends and family are going to gossip about. They're going to say, you know you like the man, you know you want the man, and that just that kind of stuff. And with it, you can go ahead with it. You know, don't pay no attention to it. Go on with it. You know, but with it, you will see that there's still some love in you. Yeah, you still got a few bones that can love, as they say. A few love bones there, you know. But, you know, that lion, you know, he's courageous and all that, but he gives his sight, just the sight of a lion, will cause somebody to be afraid. It'll cause somebody to be afraid. So if you see him, oh, the lion is a cat, and the eight of clubs are the cats. So you got a big cat and you got a little cat. A big one and a little one. And what that means is just that you have got the cat language all over you. You got it. You know, and you, well, I, that's all I can say. You know, don't you swallow that man. Don't beat him up. Don't eat him up. Don't beat him up. Just go ahead. Because the little cat gives flattery. The big cat roars. and it gives a sudden shock. So with that, with those cats, you ought to do well. You ought to do right well, and you ought to be thankful. You ought to be the person who does it all, you know. But anyway, God bless you, and God keep you.
And thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. There's something that, and I just, you know, at first, I'm just thinking about the cats and the lion, but then it dawned on me. You have two cats, the big ones and the little ones, and you have a tree. The cats are climbing up the tree. They are. They're climbing up the tree. Now, those cats mean something good for you. Yes, they do. They mean something good. And always, things like that mean something good for you. All right. Now, let's see. Who is this? Well, we got one. Let's see. Okay, 901. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today, Papa?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. I was calling because I wanted a reading.
Okay. The card is the Jack of Clubs. The second card is the Four of Spades. And the third card is the King of Spades. Oh, sir. Okay. Well. That Jack of Clubs is the medal, which indicates an honor and recognition of labor. You know, well, it's a sign of business success, too. But it is recognition of labor. Now, the Four of Spades is the eye. Now, it denotes great interest taken by your friends. So you got friends watching you. But the King of Spades is what? The bride. The bride. Now, the bride is there for a certain reason. Because this eye and the bride are going hand in hand. In other words, the bride is following the eye. And, you know, this medal, you have that just because of who you are, because of what you've done. Now, with that, I'm telling you, well, what it's saying is just that as a married woman, are you married?
No. Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Well, what you waiting on? What you waiting on?
I'm not married though.
Okay.
I have had a proposal, but things didn't work out, so.
Well, this guy, well, I see you in a wedding gown now. You're in a wedding gown.
I have one.
Well, you're in
it. I have a wedding gown.
You got to be in it. And you holding some flowers too. This is your wedding. And your friends, you know, your friends are looking at you. They don't understand you. They don't understand why you are not married. Why you are not married when you got all those other things around you of marriage. You got them all.
Okay.
You got them all. But you will be married. You will have, well, you got a medal which shows honor. Now, the man that marries you is going to really, really love you. He's going to really love you. You are going to be like that metal. You're going to be above all the rest.
Okay.
Yep, you're going to be above all the rest. you will be the Medal of Honor in his eyes. You will be that. And I just tell you, the man will be, he will be in love with you. He will be
okay.
In love.
I have a question I wanted to ask. Have you ever heard of ancestor money, burning money for your ancestors?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, because it's something I'm interested in doing. So I know, I would say, when next somebody calls to the show, I was going to ask you about it.
Well, I will tell you something. What are you going to burn incense to them for? They dead. They can do.
Well, from my knowledge, what I have been learning about it, every other like people do it. They do even do it in like everywhere in the world, except here in the West, that they do it. What it does, it gives, you know, like it's like when people put flowers and give our ancestors different stuff, like food and stuff like that. It's the same thing as giving them food and stuff, but it's money. I guess they can use it in the afterlife or something. So,
well, if you give them money, there's certain stuff that you expect them to do with that money. You know,
right?
They ain't giving it for nothing. There's certain stuff they'll do with it. But
okay.
I'll tell you the truth. You know, your ancestors can't do nothing with no money where they at.
Okay.
They can't. Now, one thing they can do is they can give you some money.
Yeah.
You some money. You know, they can't. With the money they get, there's nothing they can do with it. But you, if you get the money, oh, yeah, you can do a lot with it.
All right.
So one thing I do is I would ask my ancestors for some money.
Okay.
I'd ask them straight out. So there's nothing they could say. I'd ask them for some money. And then
okay.
when I got it, I thank them for it.
Okay. So do I need to have an altar and stuff, you know, to communicate with them, my ancestors?
What?
Do I need an ancestor altar?
No, you don't need an altar. One thing about an altar is that an altar is for sacrifice.
Okay.
Sacrifice is something dying. Dying. You don't need no money. You don't need no altar for that, for no money. Your money
okay.
is already there. It's, well, money is energy.
Right.
Money is energy. It never did live.
Okay.
Money is energy. So you don't need an altar. What you need to do is, well, if you want an altar, you can put one in your mind.
Okay.
Inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
Inside your head. Which is where it will be anyway. Inside of
Yeah.
Inside
mm-hmm.
your head. Not an altar, a table you build. That don't mean nothing. Now That don't mean nothing.
Okay. So just talking to my ancestors, like talking to myself, because I'm fairly new, you know, with the spiritual system and everything. I've been learning a lot of different stuff. So.
Well, you can talk to yourself. You can ask them. You know. You could, by asking, you know, just talk to, like you're talking to somebody that's in the room, and
uh-huh.
you can't see them, and you just tell them. Just tell them what you want. That's all. Just
okay.
tell them what you want. You know, I need this. Now, can
okay.
y'all come, you know, can y'all help a poor girl out? Can y'all help
okay.
me? Ask
yeah.
just ask me, you know, can you help me out? You know, when you get it, you just tell them. Now, however much you want, you know, I need this amount of money for such and such, such, but I want this money without nothing happening to me or to nobody else.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I wish, and all of you all hear this. All of you all hear this. You can ask for some money. And what will happen is somebody will die for you to get it.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
That's, so you tell them, don't let nothing happen. You know, I mean, now, don't do nothing. I want the money for me. That's all. I want it for me. And tell them I want it for this, for this thing, this, you know, whatsoever it is. And then it will be something that you can use. It'll be something that, that you can use. You know, that now,
okay,
the person that the ancestor that gives it to you is one that you should thank for it. Now, it doesn't have to be an ancestor. It can be a spirit.
Okay.
It could be a spirit. But be sure that you tell him you don't want nothing happening to yourself and you don't want nothing happening to nobody else.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
That's all you need. And when you get the money, you know, let me know about it too. But I, you know, but, well, it depends on how much you get, how much you ask for. You know.
Yeah. Well, I need to ask my ancestors. I need to ask them for the winning numbers to the Powerball.
Yeah. Now there you go. There's a, now that is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. See, if you don't ask for it, you know, if you ask for it and you get it, you get it. Now a lot of people that win the lottery wind up broke.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't know what it was that they went through. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go through it and ask the right way, you know, the spirit will say, oh, well, I see she means this thing right. Well, okay, let's give it to her.
Yeah.
And they'll give it to you. They'll give it to you. But in doing that, make sure that you ask for it to be without anybody being troubled.
Okay.
Because if you don't assert, you know, anything could happen. Anything could happen. And the reason for that is this. You know, folks say, I don't know. The spirit will just do this. No, it won't. No, it won't. It'll mess your life up. The spirit will say, oh, she want this. Well, I'm sure she ain't ready for it. I'm going to give it to her, but we going to take it back. Yeah, we're going to take it back. She going to get broke. She going to get broke. Now, you go ahead and do it. If you do it the way I tell you, you know, telling them what you want, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. It'll call, come out. It'll come out fine.
Okay.
Okay? Well, God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, y'all see that? Okay. 980, this is Papa Say. Hello?
Hey, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. What do you need today?
I want a love reading.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first card is the Queen of Clubs. The second card is the Seven of Diamonds. And the third card is the Jack of Hearts. Now, oh boy. Well, the Queen of Clubs is wine. And it means you're cheerful, you're gay, you're happy. And to be cheerful and gay and happy, you got to be cheerful and gay and happy about something. Now, the seven of diamonds are the flames. It's on the barbecue grill or the fireplace or something like that. Or the soap. And what it does is it indicates good fortune and it neutralizes all the evil that's hanging around it. Now, you have the Jack of Hearts, which is a book. A book. And it gives the discovery of a mystery that's affecting you for the better. Your love life is your love life will be full of cheer, full of gaiety. Full of cheer and full of gaiety because all the evil is burned out. There is no evil affecting you. There is no evil that can get in your way. And you will have a mystery affecting you for the better. This mystery is so great that it'll cause you to be happy. It'll cause you to be happy. It'll cause you to not look for anything wrong. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. It'll help you. It'll be better. It'll be better for you. You will have, the destruction of all evil. No evil, nothing bad will happen to you. And you will have a mystery that's affecting you for the better. All right?
Okay, Papa Say.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye.
I got no picture on that.
Well, sir, there we go. I want there someone. Let me see. Here's a number I don't. 704-606 is Papa. Say hello. Hello, Papa. Say, this is Papa. Say here. Well, I don't know. Might be not. I don't know what it is. Might be just some strange person. With money, you heard me say money and love follow each other. Where there's love, there's money. Where there's money, there's love. Now, there is a lot of mystery to that. There is a lot of mystery to that. But with love, there will always be money. With love, there will always be money because it takes money for the love to grow. It takes money for the love to grow. Now, the love is something which is, which will make money be what it's supposed to be. Now, you cannot have a love affair and not have any money. There are love affairs where the people seem broke. Now, that is something which they don't understand. They don't understand it. And what it is if they understood money, the love affair would have it. They would call the money to them. Do you see? They will call the money to them. Rather than the money being repelled, you can draw money to you. And I could put it this way, two people doing it are better than one. Two people drawing money to a relationship are better than one person trying to draw to a relationship. Now, I ain't saying that the one can't do it, but it's just that two are better. Two are better. There is a point in the Bible which speaks that two are better than one. Two are better than one. And the threefold cord is not broken. Now, that with the three, now here's, we're getting spiritual now. With the three, there is something else. What is the threefold cord? The threefold cord are the man, the woman, and what? The spirit. They can draw anything. Anything. They can draw it to them. So a man and a woman, by being in love, have to, first of all, get over that money thing. They have to be joined into making money. Do you hear me? They have to be joined. Now, she can't join him so he can get money. He can't join her so she can get money. They both have to get money. They both have to get money. That is the secret to the man and woman being one. That's the secret. You might have heard all your life that this man and this woman are two and they shall become one. No. Well, the way that they see it, it's no. But the two have to become one, what? Flesh. One person. That means that they must think alike, that they must eat alike, that they must do everything alike. Not as a man, not as a woman, because there are still differences. But the little bitty things are supposed to be one. Now that's the reason why they live together. If you want to think about it, that's the reason why they did it again. It's not just for sex. It's not just for friendship. It's not just for love. They are together to because they can bring something out of them that is together. The house, the home, is one place. It is one place. But now some people just go on and just look at that and, you know, we got to get married, we got to have us a house, we got to do this, and they ain't thinking about it. All they're worried about is what they'll get. Shame on them. The house will be the abode of them that are what? That are married. Because both of them will make it. They will make it. It will be what? A home. A man and woman, when they are married, when they are married has to be. It has. I'm not talking about a marriage ceremony. Oh no. You know, first of all, before that ceremony even takes place, you married then. Yeah, you married then. Only thing that the ceremony do is just make it official. That's all it does. See, because if you want to know, the marriage takes place when both of them agree that they'll be married. But, there is one other thing that must take place for a marriage to be what it is supposed to be. There is one other thing, and that is there is cohabitation, or there is sex. That is what makes the man and the woman marry, because they have sex with one another. Glory to God. Now, I have heard of couples that didn't have sex, you know, and I wonder about them. You know, I wonder about them, but I've heard about them. But as far as God is concerned, the sex is what makes them one person. Now, I don't care how you can let your head roll back up from your off of your shoulders or whatever. But it is that thing which is the marriage. When that happens, the marriage is what? Consummated. If it don't ever happen, the marriage is not consummated. It is not a marriage. See, you can be married in form and in follow and in a person, you know, that's nothing. But to be married in truth, then you have the love. Now, I tell you, with the love, there comes the money. There comes the money. Now, I ain't talking about what other people think. No, it ain't talking about, well, you know, as long as he give me some money, he be all right. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that you are one with them because of money. So, with a relationship, there has to be money. And where there's love, there's money. You see that? Well, I hope you do. I hope you do. I hope you're listening to me. Hope I ain't got nobody mad. If I did, ain't that just too bad? That's just too damn bad. You know, just bad. That's just all. That's all. Because if you want marriage, you have got to think of it. You are making a future with somebody else. With somebody else. Now, I tell you something. With us men, well, it's a strange thing. It's hard for us to get right with God and ain't got no woman. It's hard. We can't do without no woman. No, we can't. But a woman can do without a man. Yeah. But we can't do without a woman. We have got to have one. We have got to have one, which is why, you know, I am worried about it. I am worried about it. Because to have no woman is to, well, really go through this world with nothing. Yes, to go through this world with nothing but heartache and sorrow and all that. That's all it's for. That's all it's for. But I tell you something. If the Lord bless me, he blessing the woman, and okay, good. It's good if he do. It's good if he do, and bad if he don't. It's bad if he don't. Well, I don't care. Well, let's just listen to somebody else, see what they have to say about it.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say. New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
We have had a lovely time tonight. We've had lovely. Oh, yeah, some of this stuff. Well, some of this stuff, you can't know. You might. But, you know, I like being with you. I love you. I love you. And I need you. I need you just like you need me. Yeah, I need you. And I tell you, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, tomorrow night, we have the Troubles reading. We have Hoodoo Troubles reading. Okay, that's tomorrow night, Thursday. Hoodoo Troubles reading. And God bless you, God keep you, and lift his eyes up upon you. May he open the door for you and give you peace. May he bless you going out and you're coming in. from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you and God love you. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.